Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the APRL Law Monthly Call taking place on Thursday, 4th of July 2019 at 600 UTC. On our call today, we have Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdonor, Maureen Hilliard, Pratik Tatak, Aliel Meshal, Amrita Choturi, Sridip Premaji, Liana Gaussian, Namrata Khetapka, Tom Dale, Amir Kayum, Jahangir Hossein, Kylie Khan, Aisha Shakira Swadi, Nadira El Araj, and Winthrop Yu, Yitu Kim, and Hanan Hati. We have received apologies from Holly Rage and Justin Chu. And from staff side, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Yishin Nazai, and I'll be doing call management for today's call. Just a kind reminder, we try to please remind your names, to say, please remember to state your names for the transcription purposes. And now I'd like to leave the floor back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Yashim. This is Satish for the record. Welcome to everybody on this call today. This is the June-July call of APRLO. We have a bunch of items in today's call, so let's get started. The membership pipeline currently, we are waiting for some feedback on three individual member candidates. This should be sorted out shortly, and we'll be admitting them before the next meeting. Yashim, can you scroll down slightly? I'm having difficulties with my computer for the agenda. Yep. So we will now move on to the agenda item number three, which is the at-large review implementation, and it's over to Maureen. Maureen, are you muted?
No, I'm not muted now. Thank you. sorry, I'm just trying to get... are we looking at the at-large review implementation? What are we looking at? Sorry?
That's right. You're looking at the ARIWIG.
Okay. Right.
Did you want me to jump in? I'm able to if you want to. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. Okay. I'm psychic, Maureen. Sorry, Satish. I'll just jump in and save Maureen while she's getting herself organized.
Yeah, go ahead, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. As you will, those of you who were at the last meeting or available to listen to or be present in the brief update that was given on the at-large review implementation working group during the Marrakesh meeting. You will be aware that just before the Marrakesh meeting, well in time for our deadline, the ARIWIG, the working group, presented to the Organisational Effectiveness Committee its first of its 6 monthly interim reports, recognising that the full-time course can run over a couple of years. Our own milestone planning goes out for 24-plus months, but this was the first of our six-month reports that went in. In that report, perhaps staff could put a link to that document in our chat for reference's sake, we're pleased to say that we were able to report progress, some almost complete, if not totally complete, on a couple of items, some significant. By significant, Maureen meant by 50 to 80% or higher levels of completion, on more than a third, and on about another, a little less than a third, sort of around a quarter, of the particular recommendations, implementation is kicking up in that 25 to 40 or 30% mark. The only one that is particularly lagging behind, down in the 10 to 15% mark, which is, of course, absolutely reasonable and perfectly understandable, is the one relating to metrics, because, of course, the metrics need to come out of the other implementations. So that's one that follows. So, pleased to report that significant progress was indeed reported. We have had an addition to that report that I believe the Arrowig Working Group will be aware of as of today's date, where apparently the Organisational Effectiveness Committee needed a little glossary. And Jean-Baptiste out of MSSI put together a little glossary, which will be come appendix number 2. It has about, I think, 16 or perhaps 20 odd terms, very complicated things like ALEC, Arrowig, cross-community working group. I did respond to the list and pardon my mirth that if any effective, efficient and competent member of the board or the Organisational Effectiveness Committee needed to actually consult that glossary, I was deeply concerned, but certainly was no harm in adding the glossary. But other than that, we will be convening another meeting of the Implementation Review Implementation Working Group probably within the next 10 days, I think, if not sort of around the 14-day mark. And other than that, I think that's it. Thank you, Satish. And I don't think I've missed anything, Maureen, but please feel free to tidy up what I've said.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. And I do not have anything else to add except that we can certainly thank Cheryl for the magnificent work that she actually did on this particular report. She was a mastermind behind it. And she certainly sort of like cracked the whip to make sure that people sort of like updated their dashboards. Still some more to be done. And I think too that it really did show that working together, we did a great job. So thank you very much for anyone who's in the team who actually contributed to this. And it certainly, I think it really does make us look good. And Cheryl did a really good job to make us look good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Maureen. And thanks very much, Cheryl, for the work on this report. I think it is perfectly on schedule and on track. And although we are a bit surprised why the board governance committee should ask for a glossary of all things, but you know, maybe it's for anyone else who's reading it, maybe a newcomer or whatever. So congratulations to both Maureen and Cheryl for having taken up and completed this work. We will now move on to agenda item number 4, which is the ELAC policy update. We have I think Holly is on leave for this call. So we have Maureen and Kylie, and Cheryl also might want to chip in. Over to you, Maureen, for the policy update.
Yeah, thank you. Sort of unexpectedly, but that's okay. With regards to the to what we've been doing recently, of course, Marita did a fantastic job on the evolving ICANN's multi-stakeholder model. Marita and Greg Shatton, actually. And so that has gone through, and it's really good. You know, I hope people take note of the summaries, because they give a really good introduction to what the statement is all about. And if you want to read the full one, that's on the it's on the policy page. But it is really good that you actually sort of like read up on them and find out more about how, you know, like, I mean, what is Alex thinking around a particular issue, and especially this particular one, the multi-stakeholder model, which of course Brian Hute has been having, you know, during Marrakesh and in Kobe where he started, He's been sort of like working on that and using the information that has come from the various constituencies to actually sort of like get feedback from the constituencies to help to create this new, develop the new model that they're working on. Okay, so that there are a few public comments that we're going to have to make decisions on and statements about, and there are some that we, I'm not quite sure whether the ALAC has it made decisions yet on all of those public comment for decision that lists there. There is a CPWG meeting, of course, weekly, if anybody wants to join join in those ones. We've got still working on the streamlining organisational reviews, which Jonathan and Olivier are down as the pen holders, but I'm not quite sure whether they're actually sort of like doing that. They'll probably end up having to do it. And of course, the governance of the root server system over my head at the moment. Sorry, but the root server is of course a very important part of our system. So therefore, its governance, which Bastian is has taken sort of like responsibility for, and he's been on leave for a while too. So. I hope you can find some time to work on that. But again, for these particular comments, if you have a look on the policy page and you want to learn more about what it is that you know they're actually asking for comments about, do check through the policy page and do find out more. And if it is of interest, it's really good if you do that background reading, and then you might be able to make a comment on it. Is there anything more after this? No.
Really.
I can't move it up. Okay,
no,
that's
nothing
it. Right. Okay, that's my dash. Cheryl may want to add something to this.
Maureen, Cheryl and Dinor, for the record, very briefly, just regarding the evolving the governance of the root server system, some of you will remember, I believe it was two ICANN meetings back, the document was published looking at how the root server system is going to be reinventing itself away from the very autonomous mechanism that was loosely tied to ICANN, to a far more traditionally designed and very well designed, in my bias view, model that was enshrined and entrenched with ICANN far more similarly to other parts of the ICANN infrastructure that people are aware of. And this is very important and should have great interest to some of you in as much as it takes away a number of risks. It allows for a predictability and a longevity in how in the future the root server system is likely to be collaboratively and cooperatively managed allow for forward-looking planning for it, which of course is kind of important to stability of the system we're all committed to. It is not a difficult read, and so I would just suggest that if you click on the link and you read the document, it may be that if nothing else, we simply make a supportive comment. One of the few things that I guess was a little bit unstructured and ad hoc in our system is being tidied up, and a proposal for how it should go forward is what's telling us. So don't be put off by the boring name. It's actually a good read. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl, and thanks, Maureen, for the policy update. Are there any questions? Right. I'll just like to remind everyone that the CPWG meeting is weekly, and anyone who wants to learn more can join that call. And we now move on to the agenda item number 5, which is the AP Railo update. The first is the formal update on the elections that were just held during May and June. It's over to Sylvia for the for this agenda item. Over to you, Sylvia.
Hello, Satish. Hello, everyone. Thank you very much. I hope you can hear me okay.
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so the positions that were open for renewal this time were the ELAC member, and it was Maureen Hilliard, who was eligible for reappointment, and she won by acclamation. And we also had the AP Rallo vice chair, Liana, who was also eligible for reappointment, and she won by election after a vote. And then the selection of the ELAC delegate to the NONCOM for a one-year term. And this person, the person recommended by AP Rallo, was Amrita Chuduri, and she was recommended by acclamation as well. So we congratulate all of you, and we are looking forward to working with you. All the positions are going to be renewed at the end of the annual general assembly in the fall in Montreal. That's all. Thank you, Satish. Over to you.
Thanks, Sylvia. Congratulations to Maureen and Liana, who have declared elected. And we are awaiting ELAC decision on Amrita's confirmation to the NOMCOM. So that, I'm sure, will happen in the next 1 week or so. So the leadership team is somewhat changed slightly with the induction of Amrita. At the same time, I'd like to place on record, although the NOMCOM agenda item is further down the list, I'd like to place on record Nadira's excellent work at the NOMCOM on behalf of all of us. So thank you, Nadira, and thank you for all the contributions, and we hope to see you even more active in the policy areas as we go forward. The next is a quick update on the Marrakesh meeting, ICANN 65. The formal report, post-meeting report, will be published shortly by ICANN, at which point we will circulate it. But otherwise, very quickly, the ICANN 65 meeting was actually a very interesting meeting. It's a policy forum, so lots of regular stuff were trimmed down, and it was basically the core policy. And AP Railo had all our ELAC members and from the leadership team. Unfortunately, both Ali and Liana could not participate, so it was me, but there were several fellows from the region, coach. Amrita was there as coach. And we had good participation in several sessions. Particularly important for us was the Railo Hot Topics, the IDN and Universal Acceptance, which had a fairly significant presence during the meeting, including a kickoff with ELAC. The Railo Leadership Development was another interesting session. Atlas 3 was also covered. Plus, the regular ELAC sessions were also there. Some of the new areas included the emerging identifier technologies, basically DNS over HTTP and DNS over TLS. Both of which had a lot of, it's a kind of hot topic for the meeting. Then we had some talk about the next round of DTLDs. No formal announcements, but ICANN did have a session where they explained how they were preparing for this in case the community decides to go ahead. There was also discussions on EPDP phase 2, the joint ELAC NTUC session, which has been happening for the last several meetings. We had a briefing on the ICANN Empowered Community, which I found very personally very interesting because I had no clue it was so complex. We had the policy workshops on Work Track 5, Geonames, ICANN Policy Development, Universal Acceptance, Cybersecurity, etc. We also had sessions on at-large review implementation, outreach and engagement, and also planning for ICANN 66, which of course is a big thing for us because of Atlas III. So this was roughly the very quick update on what happened at ICANN 65. The more formal report we will circulate shortly after we get it from ICANN. Does anybody want to add on, anyone who attended, want to add on anything to this?
If I might just mention, the ICANN 65 blog site that that Naralo has put together, and it's a great little it's a great little select compilation of reports that various members from at large at the ALAC and at large have wrote on the sessions that took place during during ICANN 65, and so this is at large reporting on the event. So you know, if you want to have a look at it, do so. ICANN@large.blog.
Right. So thanks, Maureen, for mentioning that. That's actually a very interesting experiment, wherein volunteers were roped in to report on each session. And in the end, the whole thing was compiled as a document. Now, this is very handy for referring back to it. Like, for example, we might have ICANN readouts in our own community. And these kind of things becomes very, very handy for looking back on what really happened there. So Eduardo and Glenn had jointly proposed this whole thing, and all of us have contributed to kind of as rapporteurs, writing reports for sessions. A very interesting experiment indeed. So I suggest that all of you take a look. Maybe staff can circulate the link or put it into chat here so that everyone can see it. Next item on the agenda is introducing our new APRELO individual member representative. As you're aware, we had elections to this position toward the end of May. And the initial candidate who was elected has stepped down citing personal reasons. So we have gone to the next person who had the next highest vote. And this is Hanan Khatib, who is on the call. And I'd like to request Hanan Khatib to speak to us for a couple of minutes on where she's from and what her background is, and also what plans she has for the individual member membership of APRELO. Over to you, Hanan.
Hello, everybody. This is Hanan Khatib for the record. I'm really happy to be selected as an individual member representative, and I hope that I will serve this position very well. For my plans, I'm planning to create a small database for all the individuals. So I would like to know where can I get all the names and the emails and the contact information. So I'll create a small database for all the members and collect their what topics they would like to discuss, or they would like to make their voices to the management of ICANN. And of course, we will have a mail list for us, and we will put some of the management on the list also to know and to monitor what we are discussing. This is for the being what I'm thinking of. And I hope that everything will be okay. This is what I can say.
Great. Thanks, Hanan, for joining us today and even for stepping up for the elections and finally getting chosen for this job. For the list of individual members, staff will be able to help you. Please contact Sylvia or any of the other staff members. Right now we have Sylvia and Yashim on the call. You can chat to them. They will be able to help you with the details, and good luck with the database. We all look forward to seeing a little more information about the members. I note that in item number eight, we have another individual member who's actually proposing a policy intervention. I'm sure individual members can be very active in our policy sphere, and I hope you can provide them with the guidance required for this. And we are there to support anything else that you might have questions or doubts on. Any of the leadership team members would be happy to help you out. So looking forward to working with you. All the best in your work.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you all. And I might need your assist or assistance or some of the management members. So we will be in contact, inshallah, always.
Right. Thank you. Does anyone want to make any other point for Hanan? Right. Of course, we can. She's always available on the mail. We now move on to agenda item number 6, which is an update on Atlas 3. Over to you, Maureen.
Thank you, Satish. Okay, so Atlas 3, it was really quite an interesting time for Atlas 3 in Marrakesh. One of the very first days of work involved the selection committee meeting at 6:30 in the morning to actually sort of like work on, was our first opportunity to get together and to make sort of like the final decisions on the final travelers list. And we were really happy to be able to make the list up to 60 who we sort of like were going to put onto the online, and so that everybody could find out whether they had been selected or not, sort of like by, you know, not long after the first few days. We just needed to do a bit of checking. And of course, when we went to put the list online, we found that the page wasn't GDPR compliant, and it had to go to ICANN Legal. And they had to sort of like put the right words on that page to make the list sort of like legitimate. So what's happening at the moment is that everyone who is on the list has been informed, and they now have to give their permission to have their name published on that list. It's sort of like quite interesting because we've got several pages with people's names on them, and I'm not quite sure how they sort of like manage those sorts of lists. But we have for Atlas 3 at least, we're going to be GDPR compliant, and if you have been accepted to be a traveller for Atlas 3, would you please make sure that you let Yeshim know that you agree. That you're going to come for a start, and that you agree to have your name listed, made public on the list. It would be very nice if you could do that. But I think that one of the important things about the At-Large Summit from now that the travellers have been identified, is that there is going to be a certain degree of preparation that will be done up until Montreal. I don't think it's going to be as onerous as perhaps the preparation that you had to do before you could actually apply. That was really important, though, because we needed to have a benchmark. And so as we move into the into Montreal, we are going to sort of like, there's going to be a little bit more preparation that needs to be done by people who have actually been selected as a traveller. Now, there are going to be people who will be wanting to join the Atlas program as well, who are already sponsored travellers. So they didn't need Atlas 3 funding. They're already being sponsored by ICANN or some other person. And they want to be part of the Atlas 3 program. There is going to be anyone who joins the Atlas 3 program is going to need to sign a sort of like a contract, because not only is there work to be done up until Montreal, there's going to be a considerable amount of work around sort of like developing understanding and some skills related to being part of the policy development discussions. And then following Atlas III, there's going to be some other work involved as well. Now, these haven't been finalized yet, but the program you'll be notified about those. But it's just that the extra people who aren't sort of like Atlas III travelers who want to join in may also have to participate, because we don't, the program is going to be sort of like quite intensive, and they don't want to have to stop and start explaining to people what it is that we're going to be doing. If you want to be part of the Atlas III program, you actually have to join in the preparation beforehand. People will be notified more about this. It's just that we're just trying to make sure that when the Atlas III program is in action in Montreal, that everyone's sort of like totally engaged in the activities and not having to worry about the prep stuff. So that's about as much as I know at the moment. Congratulations to those from Aotearoa who made the list. I have a feeling that all those who applied made it. So that's good. And I do take note of the fact that, as others have mentioned in the chat, getting a visa. Montreal is just a little bit down the track, so if you need to get a visa, it's really important to start now. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. Visa could be a problem, especially for some of the countries. So the letters are important. But are there any other questions from anyone? The floor is now open.
Cheryl here.
Yes, Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Cheryl Langdon, off the record. Not a question, but a comment. And I know there is a number of the travellers on this call. I think what's important to recognise is that the sponsored travellers for this very peculiar version of an atlas, which is very much a stepping up to leadership training and development linked absolutely with the implementation requirements of some of the recommendations out of the at-large review process that we've just emerged from and are now implementing. I think it's important that people manage their expectations properly and understand why they will be asked, if not required, to agree to making certain commitments. And that is, of course, to do the preparatory work to ensure that when they meet and gather in Montreal, that they are well prepared and able to get engaged fully and effectively in the program that's being developed by the groups of volunteers that are working on that, but also that they're committing to continue work and to have that performances in work as leaders, as people stepping up to leadership within their regions, where in their at-large structures, etc., or just in policy development throughout ICANN, that they are going to step up and perform. They're not just suddenly going to disappear until the next time travel opportunities are offered. Dare I say, that's a criticism I could make of a significant number of previously funded travellers to the last two atlases. So that's not going to happen this time. And it is important to understand that that will be a challenge for some people to realise that they are being expected to make undertakings, to meet those undertakings, and to recognise that their performances and their developments are of various skill sets will be being carefully observed not in any way to be offer any sort of barriers to improvements, but quite the opposite, to identify the particular skill sets, experiences, techniques and talents that are amongst that group, so that then with coaching and peer support and perhaps even mentoring at some point, they can be developed into top class leaders. Just wanted to put that quite clearly to AP Rallo, because I expect moaning and groaning and bleating from some members of other Rallos. I sincerely hope that our Rallo has the intelligence, integrity and maturity to see the wisdom in that way forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. I think that is a very important aspect that we have to keep in our minds, that there is a set of expectations from AP travelers, both during and after the Atlas 3 meeting. And only people who can fulfill those expectations should really be traveling, even if they are selected. So I just wanted to ask Maureen if there is any help desk for Atlas 3 that people can email if there's any query, or should they just approach staff? What is the recommended way to ask questions or get clarification?
That is a very good question, Satish, and I'm not quite sure whether we actually have a help desk sort of like set up, but it's a good idea, and I will discuss that with staff and we'll get back to you.
Thanks, Maureen. So we will now move on to the next item in the agenda, which is number 7, regional updates. Actually, I don't need 6 minutes. I just need 1 minute. So this is regarding two events that are taking place in our region this month. The first is the Asia-Pacific Forum on Internet Governance, which is happening next week in Bangkok. Some of our community members are attending this program. The other is a very important program for our region. This is the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF, which is to be held during 16th to 19th of July in the Pacific Russian city of Vladivostok. And several of us from AP Rallo are participating in this, including Maureen, Lena, and myself. So this is a very broad event, in the sense, just like an IGF. It's a regional IGF, so and given the fact that it is in Russia for the first time, we expect that it will be very interesting for us. And we have another linkage with AP RIGF, which is that we are seeking to co-locate our annual general body with this regional meeting sometime in the future. And this was a recommendation from the at-large review. And currently we are discussing with ICANN staff as to when they can make a budget allocation for our AP Rallo General Assembly, perhaps in 2023 or 2024. So however it works out, we will be most likely co-locating our GA, General Assembly, with a future Asia-Pacific Regional IGF. So that's for your information. We now move to agenda item number 8, which is the Member of the Month. Lena will introduce the speaker today. Over to you, Lena. Lena, are you muted?
Satish, this edition. I'm just checking with our operator as Lena is on the phone bridge now. Adigo says
right.
Lena is not muted. Lena, are you able to hear us? Okay, I think we'll need to redial back to her because she's still showing as connected on the bridge. We'll redial back to her.
Yeah. So I'll get this agenda item going. We have an individual member of EPIRELO, Yesul Kim, who is from South Korea. She had approached us with a request that one of the policy hot topics that EPIRELO had identified, which is the extraterritorial jurisdictional issues of data protection legislation, particularly, for instance, GDPR. Given the fact that many countries in the region are coming up with similar laws which have their extraterritorial implications. So we had flagged this as a regional hot topic in our survey. Yeshul has come to us with a proposal that can be set up, if we can set up a working group, because she has some skills in this area and she has worked as part of her research. Having her present here today briefly, but also introduce herself because she's an individual member. So over to you, Yeshul, if you can hear us.
Hi, could you guys hear me?
Very faintly. Is it possible to increase the volume slightly? Yeah, we can hear you, but a little on the lower side, volume-wise.
Is this okay?
Okay, I think, yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay. So, I was really glad to have everyone doing the Marrakesh meeting. And just while I was attending Marrakesh meeting, I just happened to see that Yuvalo has done a lot of work on this topic. They actually have just like pages of like documents on like extraterritorial issues. And because I also used to very briefly work in an internet company in Korea, and like they had this like same issue. So I also had some chances to work on this issue. And I also actually have written some articles, not many, but like several articles. And I have been reading a lot of like research and like academic journal articles on this issue. So I just thought that maybe like there are some people or there are some companies which have been probably impacted by GDPR and all these like extraterritorial issues. So I was thinking that maybe like Apollo can actually create one more working group on this issue so that we can also work on this. And not only about like this extraterritorial issues, but also about like some like content issues online probably can be included here, because like, as you all might already know, Facebook just recently announced that they will create their own content like adjudicator, probably, like, yeah, analogically like content adjudicator to go through like what's acceptable on their like online and what's not acceptable on their like online platform. So maybe like if we can just have some stage about like this so that ICANN can somehow like contribute to this kind of like process which has gone global, I thought that that might be probably good. So I'm just like suggesting how other people here are thinking about creating this working group. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Yeshul. Are there any comments? I have a comment, but I'll first listen to anyone else who's got any comments.
Oh yeah, definitely. Content is definitely out of ICANN's remit, but as ICANN has been doing some like outreach issues, like internet governance, so it will not be included. But like, you can just definitely exclude this topic if it's not included in ICANN's remit. But I don't have any objection to that.
Right. So content apart, I think, content is of broad interest to us, but not within the remit of ICANN. But certainly the privacy data protection, especially as it concerns the DNS, is of course important to us. So what I would suggest is that if you can prepare a one-page note, we can have staff send it out to the list, asking for volunteers to join this group so that you can start the initial discussions. Now, when we are constituting a group, we would like to know something about the likely outcomes the duration that you want this to, the outcomes in, and so on. But that's something that we can discuss. But a note would be helpful in informing people who may be interested. Very brief, maybe two or three paragraphs should be enough. But if you can work on that, it may be easier for us to then approach our community, requesting them to participate. Is it okay?
Yeah, okay. And I think Cheryl has something to say about this.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, please go ahead.
Yeah, make some comments.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was just typing into chat, Cheryl Langton off the record. I just wanted to make sure that, of course, whatever work may go ahead in this area, that we make sure that it is well aware and taking into account the significant body of work that was done on jurisdiction under the Cross-Community Working Group on ICAN Accountability Workstream 2, because, of course, that is the only ICAN-wide set of agreements on any of these topics. Did it go as far as everyone wanted, including many in Europe? No, it did not. But that's simply a product of a multi-stakeholder consensus-building process. So as long as we remember the mandate and mission of ICAN in all of this, and that we do not ignore recent bodies of work, that's all I wanted to make sure. Thanks.
Thanks, Cheryl. That's a good foundation to build on, Yashil.
Yeah, okay. I have a question. So, like, does that actually mean that I have to go through, like, all the work which has been done by CCWG on ICAN accountability so that I can just, like, decide what should be included more and what cannot be included more? Because I'm kind of new to this, like, process, so I'm not actually very familiar with, like, creating working groups within ICAN. So it'll be very helpful if you can just let me know.
Right.
Well, put the document, put the one-page note together and see what happens with the development of a work group, or remember this would only be a RALO-based working group or working party, and the mandate for that and its terms of reference would be very wise to make sure it had the appropriate reference materials as its foundation.
Okay.
If people choose not to go through it, then that really is their choice. Thank you.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Right. So, yeah. So thanks, Cheryl, and thanks, Yashul. And the terms of reference might also indicate the duration and the outcome or the output. Are you going to have a report that we can put out as AP RALO's report? Or is it a website? So that would also be helpful for us to put in the, the terms of reference.
Okay, got it, thank you.
Right, thanks very much. And we now move on to the NOMCOM update from Nadira. Nadira, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Satish. Thank the ALAC community and APRALO for giving me the trust to take this role for two terms. It was very enriching experience and learning, and I wish my successor to also go through, and I'm sure that she will be excelling as well. From my last update, we after we were divided to the deep dive team, the deep dive team continued the process of referee checks for the list of the shortlisted candidates, and we written our report that disseminated to the NOMCOM members. And at Marrakesh meeting, we interviewed only the board candidate for both the ICAN board and the PTI board. Then we used to have like the process of the we started different the candidates for the other positions and do the deliberation on every single candidate going back to deep dive report, referee checks, and another deliberations until the decision wasn't easy because the last candidates were all up to the standard. And it's I know that a lot of people might be disappointed from our decision, but as we are tasked, we are working to the best of the best of that to ICANN, the org, and I hope they will the community will be satisfied with the NOMCOM decision. This year we tried to also to report. And report inform every single stage what the candidate went through, if they went through the second stage or not, and also what we did the same thing last year, each position we have an alternative candidate. And even at the alternative candidate, selecting them wasn't easy as well. Because last year, last NOMCOM, the alternative candidate took a position of one, couldn't make it even to the board, one of the board selected candidates. Now we are in the period where we are doing 360 evaluation, for each other, including the leadership, and our chair promised this year to be announced publicly. Last year it wasn't announced, and it is good to have this to see how we performed as a member as well. And I'm happy to be back to the community because it's time consuming between my duties, daily duties, and the work and volunteer with other organizations. So I'm happy now to be back on wheel with ALEC and policy comments, and I will not be disappearing for sure. And I'm looking to see again some of you at the APRIGF. It will be my first experience there. Thank you.
Thank you, Nadira. Once again, we are aware that the NOMCOM stint, these two terms, must have been quite a load for you, as it would be for anyone. We are very happy that you have, held the reputation of APRILO very high with your excellent contributions, and we'd like to thank you on behalf of all of us for your contributions, and we hope to see you furthermore in all our activities. Athlete is coming up, and I know that you have worked very hard for some of the planning of that event and also regarding policy in future, because the NOMCOM is actually not just the NOMCOM, it's also one of the paths for our leadership growth. So we expect a lot more from you. So with that, once again, thank you. Thanks. So we are at the end of the agenda right now, and we still have a few minutes left in case anyone wants to raise any other question or comment on any aspect.
Satish, Amrita here. I had two comments to make.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just a request, we know that few of the ALSIDs had done some activities in June. If you could just send the reports over to me, a short summary and pictures, it would help us to showcase that in the APRILO June newsletter. And the fellowship for the India School of Internet Governance is currently open. So if, we would request if you could share the word across the community, and whoever is interested can apply for the fellowship. While we have, support the fellows from India, we also, though we do not give travel funds for people from overseas, but we manage their stay and, take care of their registration, etc. So we would encourage you to look at the fellowship page and perhaps have community members from your ELSS to participate in INSIG 2019. Thank you.
Thanks, Amrita. Are there any other questions or comments?
I also have a comment.
Please identify yourself and go ahead.
Okay. Actually, there are some like external fellowship opportunities if anyone would like to attend like regional like RII meetings or like ICOM meetings. I'm funded by some like cloud computing companies and like other like internet companies. So like if you'd like to learn more about this, just let me know so that you guys can just secure some like fundings to attend ICOM meetings. Thank you.
Thanks, Yashul. This is Satish for the record. Are there any other questions? Not hearing any other questions, I'd like to thank everybody who's joined this call for your presence and for your participation. And it's over to Yashim to close the call, but I request the leadership team members to please stay online. Over to you, Yashim.
Thank you very much, Satish. This meeting is now ended. Thank you all for joining today's call. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.